Hurricane Marie is doing something genuinely unusual for Southern California on the first week of September. Tropical systems from the eastern Pacific occasionally threaten Southern California. Hillary in 2023 was a memorable recent example. But sustained dangerous surf plus rain events are uncommon enough that local emergency managers are in a heightened state of preparedness. The surf warnings are particularly significant for areas like San Diego and Orange County, where the beach infrastructure and lifeguard coverage aren't designed around tropical swell patterns. We're talking about waves that can behave very differently from the standard Southern California surf. Longer period, more powerful, more deceptive.
The broader climate context is that the eastern Pacific is running warmer than historical averages for this time of year, which means tropical systems can maintain intensity further north than they historically could. Marie isn't an anomaly in the sense of being inexplicable, it fits a pattern. But the pattern itself is what's notable.
I want to come back to the SpaceX Orbital Data Center for a moment on the science side. Because beyond the skepticism I outlined earlier, there's an interesting question about what problem it's actually trying to solve. One legitimate application is sovereign computing for small nation-states that don't have domestic data center infrastructure and don't want to be dependent on foreign jurisdictions. If you're a mid-sized economy that wants to run your government's cloud computing outside of any single superpower's reach, an orbital option is genuinely interesting, assuming the cost curve comes down dramatically.
The jurisdictional angle is also getting attention from legal scholars, because existing international space law, primarily the Outer Space Treaty of 1967, doesn't have clear provisions for commercial data infrastructure. It was written for national space programs in the context of the Cold War. Whether national courts can compel disclosure of data held on an orbital server is genuinely unresolved, and that ambiguity is both a feature for some potential customers and a serious regulatory concern for others.
On the AI safety science beat, and connecting back to our earlier segment on sandbox escapes, there's ongoing work at multiple research institutions trying to formalize what containment means for increasingly capable AI systems. The challenge is that traditional computer security models assume a passive system that can be isolated from network access. The new problem is that a sufficiently capable system might find ways to influence its environment through indirect channels, through the behavior of human operators, through patterns in its outputs that encode requests to external parties, through what researchers call steganographic communication. These are not science fiction scenarios. They are the subject of active published research,
which connects directly to why the CISO elevation is happening. The threat model has fundamentally changed, and the security apparatus in most organizations was built for a different era.